Pete Pastorelli.
Hi. That's the name of the story, Dad and Wet Wallpaper. While I was growing up in Worcester, my parents spent most of their waking hours screaming at each other about money. One of the reasons that that was the problem is because they both worked on and off. My mother worked as a private duty nurse, and she was always arguing with the nurse's registry, so she didn't get that much work. And my father worked in a factory that would run their whatever they were making, Knuton valves or sky hooks. And when they finished that, they'd close the factory down and lay everybody off. So that was why they screamed and yelled all the time. My mother was the brains of the outfit. And she was looking through the classified ads one afternoon and saw that wallpaper hangers make $85 to hang a room full of wallpaper. This was Worcester in 1955. So she talked to my father about, she talked him into just becoming a wallpaper hanger. He had no experience whatsoever. And what was going to happen is he was going to be a wallpaper hanger, and I was going to be the sorcerer's apprentice. I was going to come with them and do the pasting and the... we got a couple of jobs. The first job we got, we were entertainment. The people who lived in the house grabbed the sofa and pulled it around so it was right between the dining room and the living room, and then they watched us hang the wallpaper. See, Mildred, he's pasting it now. All right, now he's putting the ducky's beak next to where the beak goes. Oh, and here's where the chrysanthemum goes down there. Isn't that something? So we performed for them for about 5 hours because we didn't know how to hang the wallpaper. And we got our $85. The next job didn't go that well. My father, we got this job where we were going to hang. Well, what's wonderful is if you're 15 years old and you go to a stranger's bathroom and you spend 5 hours in there arguing with your father about how to hang the wallpaper, there's nothing better in the world, I'll tell you. So we got a job hanging foil. Now, there's guys who have worked for 10 years in that business and still don't hang foil, but that was no problem for my father. We go in, we close the door, and we're looking at... Now, foil is like Reynolds wrap. You put one, you move it, and it's got a wrinkle in it. So we put up about two walls of wrinkled foil. Then the lady came in. As soon as she came in, she started screaming. Then her husband came in, and he started yelling. So what we had to do... We were working in a three-decker, which is a three-family house. They make a lot of them in Worcester. So they're screaming at us. And my father says he can smooth it out with the roller. I said, no, you can't smooth it out with the roller. Get out of here. So we had to pack up our stuff and run down the back stairs. And on the way down, my father said, do you think you could pay me for the paste? And the guy said, get out of here. The next job we did was, it went very well, we thought, until I was looking at the door and the carriage that was on the wallpaper. The carriage kept getting, it's up here, it's like half of the carriage. Then as you come down, the carriage gets bigger and bigger. And I realized that we hung it all like this. So we're in there. We moved all the furniture in front of the wallpaper so there wouldn't be that much to see. And we're going to get paid. Like, getting paid was like, the $85 was like a piñata. And we had a stick, and they had a stick. And if we hit the piñata first, we'd get the $85 before they found out that there was something wrong. Otherwise, they'd hit it first and tell us to beat it. We happened to... This time it worked out, we got it. Another job we did was beautiful. It was one of the best jobs we ever did. And at the last two pieces, I'm looking at an arrow that's on the back of the wallpaper. And the arrow is pointing down. And we're hanging all the wallpaper this way. The roses are hanging off the vine and the whatever. The birds over here. We get the last two pieces up. And again, we're moving furniture around so they can't see too much of the walls. They didn't notice. They never noticed that was the situation, and they paid us. That was like one out of three. The next job we did was for a stamp collector. And my father was furious that a guy could make money collecting stamps. How the hell can you make money collecting stamps? We're hanging wallpaper here, we don't make any money. Stamps a little. Goddamn stamp collector. Let's cut all this paper at the same time, and we'll save some time when we get out of here. I said, I think we ought to just measure it once more. No, don't tell me, I'm your father. Just cut it. So I cut it. We hung the first piece, and it was 18 inches short on the bottom and 18 inches long on the top. So we had to take off each piece and put it down there and fix it. Now, the stamp collector kept breezing in. So when he did, we had to push, if we had a piece going, we had to push the furniture in front of the piece so he wouldn't see his space. Somehow or other, we got out of there with the money. The next one didn't work out that well. We had a mural, four pieces of Venice, the boats. Now, a mural is pretty easy to hang because you hang it on a blank wall. By this time in his career, my father had decided that the paste we were using wasn't really good enough. I didn't hold that paper on the wall the way it should. So he got some Lee Page's mucilage, and he put it in the paste with the wheat paste and mixed it up. So we got two pieces of the mural on the wall, and of course they're crooked. So now what usually you do is you just kind of slide it, but that mural wasn't going to go anywhere. That mural is there today. Unless they tore the wall down, the mural is still there. So here we are running down the stairs with the equipment. My father asked these guys if he could get money for the paste. They said, no, go home. Do something else. Okay, I got my 2 minutes here. We did this for years. It's when I started drinking. I was about 15 and I was drinking like an old man. We'd hang the wallpaper or whatever we were doing, and I'd go out to a bar and get screwed up. So this went on for years. It was a wonderful way to be a teenager, hanging with my father, hanging wallpaper. What happened was that my parents moved to Westport, and I moved down here too, and my father opened Village Painters, and he became one of the most successful painters in Westport. So it was, everybody ended up in good shape. Thank you.